This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Not that we need more bad news about Flint, Michigan, but Standard & Poor's, the ratings agency, weighed in today. It's possible, they said, that the eventual costs of fixing the pipes in Flint, as well as follow-on social services and legal settlements, could undo the progress that Michigan has made in repairing its budget. That's worth keeping in mind when you consider the lead problem in America doesn't stop at Flint's city limits. David Rosner is a professor of the history and ethics of public health at Columbia University. He is also, more to the point, the author of a book called Lead Wars. Professor, it's good to have you on the show.
Nice to be here.
You have called lead, in your writings, the longest-running childhood epidemic in history. That is amazing.
Yeah, unfortunately, it is amazing and troubling.
And in Flint's case in particular, it has distinct and very clear economic and industrial roots, right?
Right. In the entire country, it has deep industrial roots. It really became a problem with the arrival of the U.S. as a major industrial power in the beginning of the 20th century and has continued to this day.
Why is that? Is lead especially valuable industrially?
Well, lead has many uses, some of them abuses, I should say, but yeah. It's been put into paint. It's been used as a solder, of course. It's been used on all sorts of industrial products. So it's basically a product that was useful throughout the 20th century and unfortunately was understood to be a major industrial problem both in the 19th and early 20th century for industrial workers and then was identified as a childhood poison, a poison that literally caused neurological damage among children really beginning in the 19-teens and 1920s in this country.
Have there been efforts to get industry to pay to ameliorate this problem? And if so, how's that gone?
Yes, I think right in California, right next door to you, there's a major lawsuit that's now wending its way through the appeals court in which the cities of San Francisco, Los Angeles, San Diego, Oakland, and a couple of other towns, major cities in the state, have sued the lead pigment manufacturers for having sold them a known neurotoxin, a known material that could cause trouble for children. And that suit resulted in a verdict of a fine for $1.15 billion. That's now being appealed in your appeals court and in your Supreme Court.
But $1.1 billion gets you almost nowhere in this, right? It has to be a trillion-dollar infrastructure problem.
That's absolutely right. There was an earlier suit that went forward in Rhode Island that ended up in a $4 billion verdict. But was overturned by the state Supreme Court in Rhode Island. This is just really, in some sense, the beginning of what might be a tip of the iceberg. And I think that's what's driving everyone nuts because this has terrible implications for cities and cities around the country and for major industries who are going to be held accountable.
It's in houses across this country, privately owned homes. It's in, car batteries, as you said. I mean, it's in so many places. It's not possible for us to be completely free of lead.
Well, maybe not completely free, but certainly in the places that it's most dangerous. Certainly right now, the walls of the nation are the most serious hazard for housing that was built between really 1920 and 1970 or so. All those walls probably have lead. If we identified houses that where children were living or where young couples were moving in planning to have kids, we probably could handle it fairly systematically. But the problem is that there are enormous costs, and we have to make decisions about whether the cost, financial cost, is worth the cost to our children's lives.
David Rosner is the author of a book on the topic at hand. It's called Lead Wars. He is also a professor of public health and the history of public health at Columbia University. David, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you. Nice talking to you.